భద్రం కుర్నీహి శృణుయామదేవా భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షవీర్యయత్రా శ్రీరంగయేసు శుభాగుంసస్సనుభి విషీమదేవహితేయదాయు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. మే వి హియర్ విత్ అవర్ ఇయర్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఆస్పీషియస్. మే వి సీ విత్ అవర్ ఐస్ వాట్ ఇస్ గుడ్. మే వి స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇన్ లిమ్స్ అండ్ బాడీ సీయింగ్ యువర్ ప్రైజ్ అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ది లైఫ్ అలాటెడ్ టు అస్ బై యూ. ఓం పీస్ 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 బి టు ఆల్. Yesterday we had the retreat on Holy Mother. In the morning we talked about the divine aspect, and in the afternoon we talked about the mother's human aspect. This morning our subject is some of my reminiscences of the Swamis of the Ramakrishna Order in America. Many of us here are initiated by different Swamis. Swami Sat Prakashananda asked Mahapurush Maharaj, "Maharaj, some people take initiation from Brahmananda, some people take initiation from Mother. Is there any difference?" Mahapurush Maharaj said, "No difference. Same Ganges water is coming through two different faucets. Same Sri Ramakrishna's power is coming through different channels. That's all. I initiate, the Atman initiate. There are all most of the head swamis in this country, they initiate. But same Sri Ramakrishna's power, same Sri Ramakrishna's name. No difference." We are talking about name of Sri Ramakrishna. I remember that when I wrote that article, first it came in Udbodhan, Ramakrishna Ekti Naam or Naam Shadhana, many years ago. In English, I translated it, Ramakrishna's name and the science of Japa. The name Ramakrishna. When Rama was born, Dasharatha asked Vasishtha, "Could you give me the name of my son?" Vasishtha said, the name of your son is Rama. "There are so many names, why did you pick up that name? Only two words, Rama." Then Vasishtha said, the famous Vishnu mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya. I took the essence of Vishnu mantra and took Ra. If you take Ra from that mantra, do you know what remains? Om Namo Narayanaya. Ra is not there. Do you know what does it means? E jagate rup prasadi ke namaskar. I salute the sensual objects of the world. The moment you take away Ra, meaning becomes the opposite. Bad. And I took the essence of Shiva mantra. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. If you take Ma from that mantra, what remains? Om Na Shivaya. Meaning everything is inauspicious. Everything is bad. So I took the essence of Vishnu mantra and took the essence of Shiva mantra and gave the name to your son Rama. Vishishtha was very happy. Sorry, Dasharatha was very happy. My son got a good name. Then Krishna. Krishna has two meanings. First meaning is Korshuti, Akorshuti, attracts. Bhakta Janan Ridayan Akorshuti. Bhakta De Ridaya Akorshan Kutsi, Dinrat. Second meaning is Korshuti. Korshuti means Korshan. The farmer put the plow and break the ground. That is called Korshan, Bhumi Korshan Kara. Break the soil. That means it destroys, it breaks the Maya. So, Rama and Krishna. In this age, the combination of these two avatars took the form of Ramakrishna. And he himself declared many times, he who was Rama, he was Krishna, verily in this body is Ramakrishna. What is the power of that name? I sometimes give an example. Obama has two daughters. They move around in the White House. Akbar free around. The security people, they do not stop them. They are running around in the global office in the inner chamber. They are all, they knew those two little girls. We are president's daughter. We are Obama's daughter. You go, my go, my goodness. We have no movement there. They will not allow us to get in. But we are president's daughter. Pass, free access, everywhere in the White House, upstairs, downstairs, basement, everywhere. Why? We are president's daughter. And we are Sri Ramakrishna's children. We should have free access in heaven and earth and everywhere. That is where I do get it. We should have free access everywhere. People really think that we are Sri Ramakrishna's children. Anyhow. Avadhuta had 24 gurus in the Bhagavatam, 11th book of the Bhagavatam we read. Dikha guru will be one. Shiksha guru will be many. You take initiation from your guru, Diksha guru, that is your mantra, and guru and ishta. But Shiksha guru, you can learn from many people. So I had many Shiksha Guru. My Dikha Guru Swami Shankarananda Ji died within few months after initiation. But I learned from other sadhus. And this spiritual tradition comes from Guru Parampara. From Guru to disciple, Guru to disciple, Guru to disciple. Our tradition says, Adi Guru Brahma. Brahma gave the knowledge to Vasishtha. Vasishtha to Shakti, his son. Shakti to Parashara. Parashara to Vyasa. Vyasa to Shukadeva. Shukadeva to Gaudapada. Gaudapada to Govindapada. Govindapada to Shankara. In this way, the chain of that wisdom, knowledge, came from Brahma to Guru Parampara. From Shankara came 10 sects of monks. Giri, Puri, Parbat, Bon, Arinna, Ashram, all these 10 sects of Shankara's order. Shankara preserved this Vedic culture, established 4 monasteries to the 4 corners of India. Joshimath near Badrikashram in the north, Shringari Mart in this house. Then Sharada Mart in Dwarka and Govardhan Mart in Puri. These four monasteries in the four corners of India preserve Vedanta, our Vedic culture. So Sri Ramakrishna got initiation from Totapuri, one of the sects of Shankara. Anyhow, so we can learn from many Swamis. I shall try to concentrate today on Swamis in America. I came to New York on 8th June. Today is 8th June, is it not? 1971. Just see, today is the 8th June. It's the anniversary.
Yeah. 43 years.
Huh?
43 years.
43 years. Just see. Not bad. I survived. I remember I came by Air India 707 plane. Not too many passengers at that time. I could lie down, taking handles up, and I lie down with pillow and blanket. And most of the time I wrote my travel account. Came back in New York. Eric and John from Ramakrishna Vedanta Society came to receive me. Adi Sharanandaji came at the airport. But I stayed in the Ramakrishna in the Vedanta Society with Pavitranandaji. I remember first time Eric was asking me, Swami, what is your first experience in America? I said, Eric, Jack, I was a free soul, now I see I am bound. What do you mean? The moment I sat in your car, you put something here. I have never seen seat belt in my whole life. In India in 70s, there's no seat belt. So I have never seen seat belt in my life. The moment I entered, you trapped me. Bound life in America. Then came to the center. Swami arranged me to visit all the main 3 days I saw. 4 days I saw everything in Paris. 3-4 days everything in London. 3-4 days everything in New York. So Pavitranandaji asked John Schlenk to take me Metropolitan Museum, all Lincoln's, all centers I saw in New York. I went to the top of the New Empire State Building. Later I went to World Trade Center before it was destroyed. So I attitude is go to the top, see around, but then you say, I have seen it. Same thing, I went to the Eiffel Tower, then London Post Office Tower. Go to the highest place and give around and say, I have seen it. That is the way I function. I am not told to go every spot. Just go on the top. Then, Swami, Pavitranandaji was a disciple of Swami Brahmananda, very quiet Swami, very nice, very loving. Then on the 10th June, Swami Nikhilanandaji invited me for lunch. So I went. I remember khichdi, begun bhaja, chutney, various papar bhaja, various kinds of things he gave me. Then we were talking, all of a sudden the Swami began to cry. Swami Nikhilananda, such a big and great scholar. But I had a desire, but which will not be fulfilled. What is your desire, Maharaj? Have a desire that I shall go to Belur Math and I shall roll in front of Sri Ramakrishna's temple on the dust. That is my desire. But Dorothy, his secretary and other, they won't let me go because I am too old. Then I said, Maharaj, you did so much work for the Ramakrishna orders. We really appreciate, and the senior Swamis also talk about it. He said, it is a master's grace that he worked through me. The way he translated the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna is a classic in English literature. You see, language changes every 40 years. That book was translated in 1942. And now it is 2014. Still that gospel language is standard English. You see, if you see I was talking about that evolution of language, Chaucer's English, Shakespeare's English, Carlyle's English, Somerset Maugham's English, Isharu's English, now modern Reader's Digest English. You can see the evolution of the English language. Modern American English. English is, the language is evolved. But that language will never change. Very standard language. Anyhow, Maharaj was very good. Great Swami. Great contribution to the Ramakrishna order. Then I said, Maharaj, will you not present me a copy of the gospel? Hey, bring a copy of the gospel. Then Maharaj, will you not give your autograph? The moment you have come to America, you have become an American. So he signed Nikhilananda, 10th June 1971. I have that copy. Then in 1972, I went to Thousand Island Park and lived with him 10 days. My room was next to Swamiji's room, this side, and Adi Sharanda was this side. I used to watch at that time he developed a little Alzheimer. He used to smoke beedi. What is your name? My name is Chetananda Maharaj. I am coming from Hollywood. After 2-3 minutes, what is your name? Where do you come from? Because supper time, we used to go to the, there are three cottages in Thousand Island Park. Vivekananda Cottage, Sharada Cottage, Swami's Cottage. So Sharada Cottage, the ladies, night time, they used to cook. All the women devotees. So we had dinner at Sharada Cottage, lunch at Vivekananda Cottage. But they used to feed Swami. Swami has two caretakers. But I used to watch 4 o'clock, there will be Vesper service. And there was a ramp. They will drive the Swami near the Vivekananda Cottage, then they put him in a wheelchair and then push. Then they will come in the living room in Vivekananda Cottage, and then there will be tea. After tea, there will be Vesper. So Maharaj used to sit in the back on a chair. His attendants will carry him almost to the room and give him his rosary in his hand. And we used to sit in front and sing Kanjanava Vandana. Adi Sharanandaji used to lead. Then after 1 hour, when we are returning, we see he was seated there and tears came from his eyes. Going repeating mantra. Alzheimer. But when he was in his 20s, he got initiation from Holy Mother. That Guru Mantra still repeating. I'm just telling you that, you know, it is worth seeing. Really worth seeing. mother's disciple repeating mantra with his rosary. Physical disability, all these problems. Samaskar. Dirghodine samaskar. Then somebody will have to take rosary from his hand, otherwise it will not stop. Then they will bring it and we shall go. Next year, 73, again he went to Thousand Island Park. He loved Thousand Island Park. July and August, he stayed there. And it was the evening time, dinner time, he sat on the chair. They repeated Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi, Brahmagno Brahmanahutam, Brahma Ivatena Gantaibhyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. The moment she Samadhina, dropped dead on the chair. On the dining table, dropped dead. Then his body was cremated in Watertown. That is the name. I met Swami Nikhilananda in 1963 when he came to India during Swamiji's centenary time. I was then a brahmachari in Advaita Ashrama. That is Swami Nikhilananda. Pavitranandaji, I used to shop for him. Very loving person. During summer times, he used to come to Hull because New York is very hot. And summer time, they used to close the center. And Maharaj used to stay next to my room. And myself and Swami Ashoktanandaji used to use one bathroom. But when Maharaj would come, we would give the whole the bathroom for only for him. Then after supper, he used to tell us stories. And I went to Swami Sharadananda and I told him, Maharaj, I don't feel that I am working for Thakur. Sharadananda said, do you work here for yourself? No. Do you get salary here? No. Do you work for your family? No. Then you can go. You will understand later for whom you are working. Maharaj, it is you told us to work, that is the reason why, that is enough. You know, even sometimes the monks get confused. Working. For whom? Then he told me, if you lecture or tell anything, do not embellish. He was very, try to be very truthful and accurate. When you speak, be accurate. You know, there are so many things to learn from these monks. Sometimes, you know, we embellish, we talk, we coloring things, you know, things that... That means you are deviating from the truth. And I remember Bhuteshanandaji one day told me, never use superlative degree in your lecture. The greatest, the biggest, the safest. How do you know? That is the greatest. Do not use superlative degree. How do you know? There are so many things to learn from the sadhus. He went to Mahapurush Maharaj and said, Maharaj, all monks get up very early. I cannot get up early. If I get up early, then working time, I get dizzy, I cannot work well. What shall I do? You sleep. First you give rest to your body. Don't worry about that I have to, all monks are getting 4 o'clock, I have to get up 4 o'clock. After you get to 4 o'clock, perhaps he will, he will go. Then one day, I had a debate with him. He says that I used to go to Shamturiyananda. Then I said, Maharaj, well, I used to argue with him. Shamituriyananda says, my boy, you are fighting with your own shadow. Seeing the shadow, you know, we fight. You are the Atman. Then he had 13 or 14 letters of Turiyananda written to him. So I told Maharaj, those letters should be printed. It should go in public domain. Huh? Why should I give my personal letter to public domain? Uncle Mano Maharaj, Swami Turiyananda's letters are very precious. That book I translated is Spiritual Treasures, Turiyananda's letters. Very powerful. But if those letters should come in public domain. No! Uncle, yes, you will have to do it. So, we had a debate in Hollywood. So he went to New York. I'm talking about in 1974-75. He died in 1977. So he had some prostate problem. He went to the hospital. In hospital, he took all the letters and he copied and sent to Udbodha for publication. Then he to call me. I obeyed you. These letters should. It just kept published. Uncle Maharaj, there are some teachings in those letters. They should come to the point. I avoid Holy Maharaj's letters. How do you do? Those letters I did not translate. But where there is any spiritual instructions and this and that, those letters I translate. So, it, I insisted. That is the reason those letters came in public domain. Otherwise, it would not come. Then when I went to New York, I xeroxed them and brought with me. After his passing away. He told me one thing, that one day Mahapurush Maharaj, he was then in Mayavati, he was the editor of the Prabuddha Bharata. So he wrote a letter, Mahapurush Maharaj. Mahapurush Maharaj could not write, so his secretary, Swami Gangeshananda, answered the letter. Then Maharaj was a little piqued. And he wrote to Mahapurush Maharaj, I want a letter from your hand, not from your secretary, this and that. So Mahapurush Maharaj wrote him back, writing by his own hand, Bhupen, I want to write by my hand, but I want Bhuesi hard copy. I am old, my hand shakes, that is the reason I cannot write. But when I received that letter, tears came from my eyes. But the Holy Maharaj asked me, what do you want? I don't know what do I want, but I know what I do not want. When he came to Hollywood, I wrote, 1st July 1971. These things, when I used to talk, I used to come and write in my diary. Many of these things are in my diary. Well, I asked Mahapurush Maharaj, what is some students reading short time, they get good result, and some students reading long time do not make good result. Why? Mani, he was trying to say, kyu alpo kheche bhagavan paaye, aur khub dhyan jap karai, bolo asol. You know, he was talking about, some people work very little, but they realize God, they are very advanced. And সুযোগ আসল পিবির এডিটার শিপ কিছুই নাই হি এডিটার অফ দি প্রবুদ্ধ বার্তা বলে দ্যাট ইজ নট এ ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট থিং মেইন থিং ইজ টু প্র্যাকটিস জপম এন্ড মেডিটেশন সো ইট ইজ গোইং টু ডিপ সো দ্যাট ইউর থটস উইল বিকাম ভেরি ক্লিয়ার ডিস্টিংক্ট ইউ সি When you read somebody's book, you know that person has clear understanding or not. Reading the book, you can read that person's mind. Very clear, very clear, very clear. That means that person is clear. If I am not clear, he will not be clear. If I am confused, he will be confused. It is interesting. Really, you read somebody's mind, blah, 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 some reading words. But I do not see anything. I do not see anything. He is not seeing anything, so you are not seeing anything. That is the way it works. Really, I tell you frankly. I went to hear a lecture of a great scholar. 1 hour I tried to understand his one sentence. I couldn't get it. Then I was scolding myself. Am I so stupid that I couldn't understand this man? I couldn't get it. He was sent to South India in Madras. He was the, I think, Vivekananda College. He was the one of the, I think, warden in the students' home. The Maharaj, I am not fit, and you are sending me there. Swami Sarvadananda said, you know, it is good that you feel that way, I am not fit. That comes from humility. And some people say, yes, I am fit. That comes from ego. I am glad that you have humility, that you, that is the way it works. I remember one day I asked, I was sent to the training center 1 year late because 63, Swamiji centenary time, so much work. From 4 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, I worked. Months, no rest. So, I was not sent to the training center. So, I got my Brahmacharya Bhav 1 year late. So, I went to the president, Shri Madhavanandaji, and asked Maharaj, I'm not coming to the training center this year. Swami Gambhirananda said, it is good work for Swamiji. Gambhirananda said the right thing. You are thinking you will be junior, huh? 1 year junior, you are thinking. Then he said, do you know who is senior, who is junior? Swami Madhavananda ji, bapre bap, legendary monk. The person who is close to Thakur, he is senior. The person who is away from Thakur is junior. It does not depend upon age. Shanga is what is called in Kalidasa wrote in Kumar Sambhava Kavyam. Nai dharma vriddeshu ubhaya samikshati. Dharma vriddha. Advanced in dharma, spirituality, does not depend upon age. Sometimes we see parents, grandparents, they are very worldly. For a little boy, very spiritual. It does not depend upon age. Many stories Puni Maharaj used to say. So Nikhilananda Prabhava, Pavitrananda. Next, Bibhidishananda. His brother was Atmabodhananda. I used to go to him. He was the president of Udbodhan, died in 1958. I first met Bibhidishananda ji in 1972 during the opening of the women's cottage in Olima. 72, January. In 73, he invited me in Seattle during Ramakrishna's festival. Chetananda, you will have to come to give a lecture. Little Maharaj's eyesight was failing. Like Maharaj, I can come, but I have a condition. What is your condition? You will have to take me to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see where Swamiji landed.
Yeah.
When Swamiji was coming to America, he landed in Vancouver. I want to see that place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I shall take you to Vancouver. You come. So I went. Very simple person, great scholar. I saw in his bathroom so many toys. I have never seen so many toys in Shadu's room. He had a whole wall full of toys. Then Uncle Chetananda, Uncle Maharaj, what time is your breakfast? Well, I take breakfast at 10 o'clock. Maharaj, then I shall not eat with you. I shall take my breakfast at 7:30. But I need you, I would like to have your company. Maharaj, I shall sit with you when we take breakfast, but I shall take my breakfast at 7:30. Then, after my breakfast, I saw that Swami went to his shrine. So I sat behind him. I wanted to watch what he is doing. Then I saw he waved an incense. Then he meditated. Then he repeated his mantra. Then he started to chant some hymns. Then in the breakfast time, I said, Maharaj, you were initiated by Swami Brahmananda. During initiation, what kind of spiritual instruction he gave to you? Dhakur Chetananda. Dhakur, immediately his face was beaming with joy. The moment I asked that question, Dhakur Chetananda, Maharaj amake bolechilen, puja, paath, job, dhyan, chattei korbi, tahole tor spiritual life monotonous hobe na. Your spiritual life will not be monotonous if you practice these four. Puja, first worship, ritual, path, reading, japa, and meditation. Alternately do one after another, your spiritual life will never be monotonous. Then I was watching. This monk, 60 years ago, his guru said this, and still that monk was practicing. This is called nishtha. This is called nishtha. You know, sometimes we used to watch these old Swamis. What nishtha they have. Amazing. He was a great Sanskrit scholar. He could compose hymns in Sanskrit. And in the shrine, everywhere you will see artificial flowers. Whole day we went in Vancouver, brunch, lunch, dinner. He could eat a lot. Then, Chetananda, dekho ami ki rokom khacchi, tumi to mane je ami apnar shonge compete kore parbo. I can't compete with you. And he assured you, you know, he will sit in the car and go to sleep. Immediately he goes to sleep. That was soja saral, very simple sadhu. Then he says, Chetananda, you see, we have a tradition. If any monk comes to our center, we have to give a gift. Well, yes, Maharaj, I have everything, Maharaj. No. I shall take you to shopping for shopping. Maharaj. Hey, that he called his secretary, 2-3 old ladies came. And Swami went with me to JCPenney. Then he bought a jacket for me. Still I have the jacket. Still the jacket is with me, bought in 1973. It is a gift of Maharaj to me. So I shall give you a jacket. All right, Maharaj. Then what happened? He had a stroke. Went into coma. they punched his stomach and gave 1800 calories a day. That is the way he lived for 5 years. Two American brahmacharis served him. Of course, Swami Bhaskaranandaji came in 1973, but Maharaj died in 1980. And we went for his memorial service. 1980. I went to see him when I was coming to St. Louis. I went to see him 1978, February. Maharaj Chetananda, Maharaj Chetananda. He was in coma. All of a sudden he started to roll his eyes. That was the last time I saw him alive. Bibi Dishananda, Swami Brahmananda's disciple. Then Swami Asheshananda. I met him in also from there. I met him in 1973 in Portland. He came to America in 1947, disciple of Holy Mother and private secretary of Swami Sarvananda. We recorded his reminiscences of the mother, and then now Portland Center is selling the DVD, that same DVD which is recorded in our place. Mother's disciple. You know, I have never seen another Swami like him in my whole life. I met so many sadhus, hundreds, thousands, but not like him. Shobshumai, jeno ekta ghor. Ghor means always intoxicated. As if he is possessed. As if Holy Mother and Sarvananda possessed him. His movement, everything. I have never seen another person like him. He came in 1947. So we used to tease him, Maharaj, will you not visit India? No! Swamiji said, forget India. That Swamiji said to Swami Suryananda. He never went. Maharaj, we shall give you money for your traveling expenses. No, Swamiji said. He never returned to India. Died in 1996. So what happened? I went to one Swami center. He made rice pudding for me. And rice pudding while cooking, bottom portion was burnt. এ পায়েস যদি পুড়ে যায় না পোড়া পায়েস সে সুন্দর 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 গন্ধ চেতনন্দ হাউ ইজ মাই রাইস মি মরেজ ভেরি গুড আরে দি মাদার্স ডিসাইপল কুকস পায়েস ফর মি আই হাউ ক্যান আই সে ইট ইজ ব্যাড Maharaj, it is very good. Then he will take me to Maltonama Fall, then Mount Hood, seeing the river, he will recite the mantras. And another thing I really remarkable, I never heard any criticism from his lips or anybody. As the mother said, do not see fault in others, he practiced that. Never heard a single criticism against anybody. I remember at 10 o'clock he will put an overcoat and he will go for a walk. So I would go with him, there is a lake. I used to give around with him. Then one day I complained against a monk. What is this monk gives me so much trouble? Could you tell me why? He has so much gatra daho, means he has allergy about me. চেতনানন্দ গাত্র দাহ নয়, বিশেষ করে মনোদাহ, মানে ইজ মাইন্ড ইজ বার্নিং, নট ইজ বডি বার্নিং. আই লার্ন দ্যাট ওয়ার্ড, আই লার্ন মনোদাহ, মানে দ্যাট পার্সন আর সো মাচ জেলাসি, হি হ্যাজ গাত্র দাহ. না না না, গাত্র দাহ নয়, মনোদাহ. Very, very interesting. Tremendous renunciation and Shabalambi. He will mow the lawn till late 80s, early 90s. He will clean his own cloth. He will cook his own food. He will clean his own bathroom. He will not allow anybody to do personal service. Later on, he took some help, but really very independent. In 1975, I invited him in Hollywood for the dedication ceremony of the convent. He came. Whenever I invited, he always came. He was very fond of me. In 1984, he came to St. Louis to give Brahmacharya to our Tom, because our rule is the senior most swami in this country can give Brahmacharya to the boys. Nuns we can give in Hollywood, Santa Barbara, and through San Francisco. The head swami can give Brahmacharya and Sannyas. But monks, Sannyas, they will have to go to Belur Math. Brahmacharya we can give here. So he came and gave Brahmacharya. Our Nishpapananda also got Brahmacharya from him in Boston in 1987. In 1988, during our Golden Jubilee, he came to St. Louis. He told his mother's reminiscences, which is in the DVD. His last visit in 1996. No, last visit, my last visit to him is 1996. He was in Portland. I think it is July or August. He was lying down, feeding through the tube, through the nose. Ensure corks in a bottle, and there. But he was completely alert. Memory was so good, I cannot tell you. Hey, Shantarupananda, Chetananda is coming to see me. Keep a chair next to my bed. Yes, Maharaj. We have a tradition in the center. If any visiting Swami comes, we give them a gift. Yes, Maharaj. So I went, I found a check, $35. So I talked to him, tried to talk to him, but it was hard for him to talk, you know, tube in the nose. So I went to, again I told Shantarupananda, he was driving, let us go to a shop. So again we went to a JCPenney and bought one big bottle of perfume, Chanel 5, $42. I got $35, I put more dollars and buy perfume. Then I came back, Maharaj is lying down on his bed. So around the bed I sprayed perfumes. Because if a person, you know, 24 hours in bed, yeah, sometimes some odor comes. So I sprayed perfumes all over the bed. And gave the perfume to Mr. Bush. Oh. Sometimes please spray some perfume. Mother's disciple. So then Maharaj died, then I went for this memorial service, and there was a young American monk was there, and his name was Haranand. Show me. I have a little problem. Problem? Pray to the Holy Mother. Then again, Horananda came and said, Swami, I am very depressed. Depressed? Get used to it. Yes, cloth, jungle, very shabby dress, this and that, sometimes long hair, this. He did not belong to this world. He was in a, he was living in a different world. Wonderful sadhu, real sadhu, and a great ritualist. There was one funny thing happened. Once he was lecturing, that one man from the back door entered. Sit down! sat down. Then after the lecture, everything, everybody left. Then Maharaj asked, who are you? I am a UPS delivery man. Sit down 1 hour. Swami, then let me say, Swami Prabhavananda. I first met him in 1959. At that time I was in Advaita Ashrama. He came with five nuns who got their final vows to visit India. I met him in Konkhol also. Those five nuns are Sharada Prana, Prabha Prana, Barada Prana, Yoga Prana, Svetta Prana, Pancha Prana. And at that time I used to see him. He was a chain smoker. Again. One after another. Then I saw him in, again in Konkhol. I was there in Konkhol. There I also met Swami. Then in 1963, again he came to India to attend Swamiji's centenary with Christopher Isherwood. So I came to, from 11th June, from New York, I came to Los Angeles, TWA. 747 Jambu jet, I still remember. Not too many passengers, very few. So when I landed, nearly 60-70 people came to receive me with camera and the television, all these things. Swami Shraddhananda ji flew from Sacramento to receive me because I knew him when I was in school. He was the editor of Udbodhan. And Ashoktananda ji was there. So I came out from the gate, you know, through the gate I came out. One American, he elbowed all our devotees and came and grabbed my hand. I don't know who you are, you must be very important, otherwise why so many people have come to receive you? Let me shake hand with you first. I mean, you know, the vocal cloth, this and this, 124 pounds weight. skin and bone. Let me shake hands with the past. My picture, I put my past day's picture in Hollywood, I put it in our website.
Oh.
You will find Shraddhananda, Prabhavananda, Ashatananda and myself.
Oh, nice.
That is first 11th June 1971. So, okay. Then Shraddhananda ji gave me reception address. You see, we are from the same district, they address in this way, Moni. Moni man, hello, my jewel. Moni, do you know where you are? It is holy. Ooh. Pure forest. Full of gopis. That is it. That is my reception address. My life is interesting, I tell you. So, okay. I used to go to Swami. Our monastery was above the hill, and Swami used to live near the temple at the back in Hollywood. So I used to go every day. At 10:30, I used to go to see him. Generally, 10 o'clock, he used to go for a walk with Krishnananda, his nurse, and a lot of people who follow him. He had many disciples. 10:30. Sometimes he used to call me, Chaitanya, could you come? Some memoirs of the Jari disciples coming to my mind. Why don't you write down? I said, I shall not write down, Maharaj. You tell on the tape, I shall transcribe them. That will not disturb your flow. So this way, we began on those reminiscences, many other things. Those are all my writing. I was a ghostwriter, you see. Maharaj Akta Kahini, 1st March 1972. It is in my diary. One day, Swami Mahapurush Maharaj, he was telling, Mahapurush Maharaj was bowing down, was saluting his disciple. Maharaj, what are you doing? I'm your disciple. I am supposed to bow down to you. Dekho, ami manushir bhitor protom bhagoban dekhi, tar pare manush dekhi. First I see God in man, then I see the man. So I am seeing God in you. That is the reason I bow down to you. He told me that story. 26 April 1972. About Bhagavad Path. Atma Bodhananda in Banaras. Maharaj Swami Brahmananda told him, read Bhagavatam every day. He told Swami Nirvanananda, in the evening nobody should come to my room. Then one day he was waiting outside. He found a sign, an old person entered Maharaj's room. Then what is it? Maharaj, you told me nobody, I saw somebody enter in the room. Oh, you saw him. A Siddha Purush, an illumined soul, came to see me in Banaras. He told me, Yogin Mahal Nirvikalpa Samadhi, but later on, his mind became attached to his grandchildren. Swamiji said, she had a little prarabdha, that is gone. During in Belur Math, there was an arati time. Swami Vivekananda was giving a class on the Sanskrit grammar. So Baburam Maharaj asked the monks, come join the arati. Then Swami just quoted Baburam Maharaj that, do you think this class is less important than Aruti. Mm-hmm. Baba Ramaj went alone and did the Aruti by himself. Later on, Swamiji went and he hit his head on that Purana, old shrine of Belur Mar, on the marble. Master, forgive me. Master, forgive me. Master, forgive me. It means Swamiji begged forgiveness from Sri Ramakrishna. When Swami Abhedananda returned to India after 25 years in America in 1921, he was a great scholar and he thought that he will be a big position. But Brahmananda was the president. And, you know, he was eating. Kali Maharaj said, Maharaj, you made all these attendants your slaves. Nobody comes to serve me. And he was complaining. Maharaj said, Kali Bhai, brother Kali, you see these people are around me, they really do not love me. Do you know what do they love? He was pointing his food. The different Jesus come. They are all greedy. They are waiting for my food. You are making things cheap, money, humorous, you know. You are liking the thing. Do you know, brother? All these boys, these brahmacharis, actually they love Hari Bhai, Duryananda. Because, oh, garam garam chare. Mane khub. Gave very powerful, inspiring talks. So all these boys love Hari Bhai. And they are around me because of my food. You should tell all these stories, funny, funny stories. Swami Abhedananda gave a lecture in Dengu. Then Maharaj was telling, hey, check how many times he used I in that lecture. Mm-hmm. You see, these disciples of Ramakrishna, they are spiritual giants. They can read others' minds. How much ego you have, how much problem, they can see your inside. One day, Swami Premananda said, Swamiji was Putit Pavan, savior of the fallen. Maharaj said, I am also Putit Pavan. Bhushishan's brother, Motishashan Tabu. He was a young boy, used to come to Maharaj, but later on he got some involved with a girl or something like that. Then he was reluctant to show his face to Maharaj. Avoiding Swami Brahmananda in Balaram's house in Calcutta. One day at noontime, he came to Balaram's house thinking that Maharaj was sleeping. Maharaj saw him, Tabu, Maharaj. Tabu. Have you seen buffalo? Yes, Maharaj. Do you see the big horn of the buffalo? Yes, Maharaj. If a mosquito sits on the horn of the buffalo, does the buffalo feel? The buffalo does not feel. A little mosquito sits on the corner of the horn, that big buffalo, the buffalo does not feel it. I am that buffalo. When you did a little wrong, it does not affect me at all. The way Maharaj said. One monk had some lapses, moral lapses. Maharaj, Swami, I heard from Sri Pragyanananda. Swami Sivananda was telling, Maharaj, throw him out from the order. remove it. Maharaj said, Tarukda, which is easy to throw away people. I can lift his mind to the higher plane of consciousness. With that moral lapses, it doesn't bother me. I can lift the mind. It's a temporary mistake. But Maharaj Tarukda, one thing is bothering me. Two brother disciples are talking in a room and the young Swami is outside just listening to their conversation. And he told me, Makan Maharaj, he was in Concord. Only one thing is bothering me. He lied. If you lie, I cannot do anything. In monastic life, if anybody lies, that is bad. Then Swami went to Banaras and to learn Gita from Turiyananda. Thakur said he was the Gitoktu Yogi. Entire Gita he experimented in his life. He experienced the Bhagavad Gita. Maharaj, I want to learn Gita from you. Come tomorrow. He went. Take one verse of the Gita, memorize it, get its meaning, practice it. Until you get perfection, don't take the next verse. This is my first class, this is my last class, now you go. What a beautiful way. So he went to Swami Sadananda. Swami is his first disciple. He had diabetes and dying. And Boshi Chen and they are nursing him. And Prabhupada was a student of City College. So he used to go and serve the Swami. Sadananda asked, hello young man. Yes, Mother. Do you know the meaning of the word destructive? Yes. No, you do not know. Take the dictionary. Open the dictionary, get the meaning. Open it. Read it. Did you get the meaning? Destructive? Yes. Now open the word constructive. Open it. Read it. Did you get the meaning? Yes. My boy, henceforth do everything constructive in your life. That is a great lesson. Great lesson. Swami Prabhupada told me, all through my life I am trying to do something constructive. Look, Hollywood Center, Tribhuka Center, Santa Barbara Center, Swamiji's house, all this. So many monks, nuns, he initiated, I think, thousands of people. Very famous, famous people. Constructive. About Sri Ramakrishna Upadesh, the words of the Master. Thakur dictates, I write. One day in Banaras, Maharaj was sleeping. Thakur came to him and said, hey, Rakhal, I did not tell that teaching and you wrote down in my name. What is that teaching? Later on he found that teaching he learned from a Gujarati monk. That a kankra biche, scorpion, was carried away by the current and the monk rescued it. And it just stung. Three times he did it, it just stung. Then the man said, let it go, let that rascal die. Then the monk said, it is the nature of the scorpion to sting. It is the nature of holy man to rescue. So as the scorpion cannot get rid of its own nature, I cannot give up my own nature either. That teaching he put in Ramakrishna's name. Mm. Thakur came at night, I did not say that one. The Maharaj called his secretary, hey, bring the paper. Cut. You know, when we read those teachings and feel that, what, how Sri Ramakrishna was very particular about it in the Dari disciples. How truthful. He used to tell many stories of Swami Brahmananda because he was Brahmananda's disciple. And other Swami Premananda, if I go and tell him, he said it will take whole day. I used to come and write down in my diary with dates what I heard. Only my some diaries, it is Nikhilananda asked me. When as soon as I came to America, he told me, write down your diary. In Hollywood, this 7 years, I did not write. Spiritual diary I wrote, my activities, my movement, that diary I did not write. Now I miss them. But when I went to St. Louis, every year I have diary. Every day I write my diary. One day Shraddhanandaji was telling me, he was writing diary. I saw at 11 o'clock, I said, Maharaj, why do you write diary? What is wrong? What is there? What? This diary tells me the world is not real. How? Then he said, 1 week ago, something happened. I was so much disturbed. And after 7 days, I read that entry. I see how silly I am that I lost my temper and I was so disturbed. How human mind change. 7 days ago this thing happened, 7 days after I see completely different. So this diary tells me this world is not real. Anyway, and two other swamis I tell only briefly. Time is over. Swami Sarvagatanandaji, I met him in 1972 when he visited India. Then I went to 1972, Swami Gombhirananda came for his teacher's rating operation in Massachusetts General Hospital. Brahmachari Dhruva was attending him. I went to see him in the hospital. And that time I saw that if you are sick, what you are supposed to do in hospital bed? Gopinanda is lying down, Gita Satinam, surgery is done. And this Brahmachari was reading Katha Upanishad in the morning and he was explaining, lying down. In the afternoon when I went to see that Brahmachari was reading the Gospel of Ramakrishna and he was only listening, I learned how to maintain in old age the spirituality. Swami Nikhilananda went to Sharadananda. Maharaj, I am a worker. I love to work. And Sharadananda said, hello young man, when you will be old, what will you do? Suppose you are physically not capable to do any work. What will you do? You read, study well. Suppose you are physically incapable, you are blind. How will you pass your days in old age? Learn how to meditate. He said, working also is necessary, with whom we will work, adjustment in working, so many things are necessary. So he said, work, study, meditate. These three things you practice in your life, then in old age, you will be well taken care of. Sadhaji Nikhilananda Swami Sharadananda told to Swami Nikhilananda. Sarvagatananda ji was very, very loving, very generous, tremendous renunciation, and he loved monks and the order. He told his suffering. He told me, he always encouraged my writing. He was very fond of my writing. He said, brother, can I do one thing? You write the lives of the great teachers of the world. No easing, no religion. Do these things. Christ's life, teachings. Muhammad's life, teachings. Buddha's life, teachings. Ramakrishna's life, teachings. Only life and teachings. No religion, no God, nothing of the sort. Produce these books. That is too much for me, but anyhow, he always encouraged me. Swami Shantarupananda, he was in San Francisco. Then he retired and lived in Lucknow. Shanta Sarupananda. He told me one story, I liked it. Swamiji was, while in America, he was passing through a hard time. So he went to a post office. He saw heaps of letters, unsorted. Then he was thinking, how is it possible to sort so many letters? So, seeing those letters, he left. Then, after a few hours, he came back to see the condition of the letters. He saw that three, four mailmen, they call it pigeon holes. They put this street, that street, you know, they put letters there. So, he saw almost clear. Then he was thinking, how is it possible to clear this ledger? So my problems will be cleared, you know? By Thakur's grace, my problems will go away. Sometimes, very slow person, but very loving, deeply spiritual. Many monks and nuns joined San Francisco through him because he was in Berkeley. Many students came. Anyhow, this much I must finish today. The only Swami could not cover Swami Shraddhananda ji, who was very fond of me. And in Paris, I wrote my memoirs. They are publishing Golden Jubilee of the Sacramento Center. There I wrote an article, my memoirs I wrote. Perhaps you might find it there. So anyhow, I told you, in brief, some of the memoirs of the Swamis I met in America. They are all great Swamis. They are pioneers. They did pioneering work. Oshat Prakashananda also, I did not tell you. He is also a great scholar, Brahmananda's disciple. I lived with him 1 year, nine months. Ki bhakti, every evening. There will be tape recorder, Khandanava Vandana, sitting in bed. Khandanava Vandana. Then I say, Maharaj, how are you? Ah, Buddha ho gaya. I am an old man. I said, Marahati Laktaka Maharaj. A live elephant is 1 million rupees. Dead elephant also 1 million rupees, same price. Because price is ivory, you see. Whether you are dead and live doesn't matter. That is a saying in our Bengali language. Marahati lakh taka. Even a dead elephant, it is 1,100,000 rupees, anyhow. So, a tremendous faith in the Guru. But he met 9 Jari disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swamiji. So you too, his reminiscences are available in Ramakrishnaji's, in the present age. There he wrote all the reminiscences of the Jari disciples he knew. In that book you will find it. Sometimes you should have built a library, you know, they, all the Swamis in this order, their books. Perhaps you can only that one, perhaps you can have a bookshelf there. There also, there is a bookshelf.
Well, I noticed that upstairs bookshelf is already...
that is full. You know, on Ramakrishna, on Holy Mother, on Swamiji, and then Jari disciples. In this way, there should be books. All right. Om sthapakaya dharmasya sarva dharma sarupini avatara varishthaya ramakrishnaya te nama. Om shanti shanti shanti. All right, make food ready. Let the kitchen crew go. Full of inspiration. Because they met, they lived with the Jari disciples, you know. They are very special people. So Kumar, we have a Dhanandaji was telling, turn it on that one. Shraddhanandaji was telling, you know, this morning one American woman came to me and told me, Maharaj, nobody loves me. Swami, nobody loves me. Then we went for a walk. There is a Santoddhan, there is a garden there. They have 11 acres. In the back, in the Sacramento Center, there are many shrines are there. So near the Krishna shrine, he was telling me, you know, somebody came and told me that nobody loves me, but I see love is everywhere. Look at that peach tree, that apple tree. Deer standing there in summer, in winter, in rain. When the season comes, that tree gives fruits to me, I eat. That tree loves me. That tree does not eat its own fruit. Then he went on. When I get up from my bed, I went to the bathroom. My toothpaste and brush tell me that we love you, brush your teeth. I rinse my mouth, the water tells me I love you, wash your mouth. My clothes tell me, put on your clothes, we love you. I went to the breakfast table, the chair says, I am waiting here all night, I love you, please sit on me. Then my fruit juice, my cereal, my bread, my coffee, they all tell me, we love you, please eat and get energy. I see love is everywhere and people say, nobody loves me. Then I got inspiration from that talk. So I prepared the lecture, Love is Everywhere. And that is one of my favorite lectures. That came from the Shankha philosophy. Shankha philosophy, Kopila says, Sanghato Paratya Tvat Sanghato. All combined objects in this world are not for itself, for others. This carpet is not for itself, for us. This light for not for itself is for us. This house is not for itself, which is for us. Anything, your beauty is not for itself, which is for others. Other enjoy your beauty, it is not for you. So anything in this world you see, it is not for itself, it is for others. It is in the Shankha philosophy. So I gave a lecture on that. It was a very interesting lecture. Love is everywhere. After lunch, I shall leave.
Mm-hmm.
It will take four and a half hours. There are some books in the sunroom. If anybody is interested, can have it. Otherwise, put it in the box.
Okay.